turned down. Something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Hello guys and welcome along. It's of course the Glitterbox Radio Show, and as always you're with me, Melvo Baptiste. Wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you're set and ready for another session. First things first, got to big up Basement Jacks for joining us on last week's show. If you did miss that one, still available, SoundCloud, MixCloud, and also on iTunes. Had a tremendous response to that show. Big shout out to all the guys who got in touch. This week we're joined by the legendary Greg Wilson. He gets the podium, we shine a light, and he selects three tracks that we talk about a bit later on today. Aside from that, we've got something brand spanking new from Moose T. Now, you must have noticed it, one of the biggest records of 2017, coming from Camel Fat and Elderbrook, a track called Cola. And yes, we've got a brand new remix coming from Moose T. We play that for you shortly. We also play you something brand new from Luke Solomon. It's been tried and tested on the dance floors. I played it out just last Friday. We'll share that with you as well. We got a classic from Spiller, and we also play you something new from Questlife. And before we do that, we wanted to lift another track from the forthcoming Glitterbox compilation. As I mentioned on previous shows, it's called A Disco's Revenge, and that drops on the 29th of September. Here's Samon de Bahia and Outro Lugar. Welcome along. Just so good. I played this out on Friday for the very first time. Sounded incredible. Forthcoming music on Classic Music Company. It comes from Luke Solomon featuring Queen Rose and Amy Douglas, and that's a track called Light You Up. I love this record. And just before that one, we all know the record, Camel Fat and Elder Brook with Cola, simply one of the biggest records of 2017. You would have heard the Frankie Rizzardo remix doing the rounds, but this time playing you something brand new and exclusive from the legendary Moose T. I love that. Right, as I briefly mentioned towards the end of last week's show, as of Monday the 25th of September through Friday the 29th of September, I'll be presenting a daily Glitterbox takeover on London's Rinse FM. So do look out for that. We kick off from 10 a.m. on Monday. Right, in a few minutes' time, we jump into conversation with today's special guest. Yes, that is Mr. Greg Wilson. Looking forward to that. Before we do so, here's Dedication featuring Danielle Moore and Show Me Love.
Thank you.
I just love the drums on this record. Such a groove. Sending a big shout out to producer Cam. I know you're feeling this one. Kiwi and La Llama, a previous release on DFTD. Just before that, when I was mentioned, playing you Dedication featuring Danielle Moore, a track called Show Me Love. And yes, if you're a regular listener to this show, you will know this is the time we jump into conversation with a very special guest. And today we're joined by, quite simply, disco music royalty, Mr. Greg Wilson. Greg's picked three tracks that we're going to get into right about now. So Greg, the very first track you're going to tell us about, Double Exposure and 10%.
Well, I mean, it's special historically because it was the first commercially available 12-inch single released on South Soul Records in 1976. Also, the remix by Walter Gibbons was very much set the standard for remixing, even though when you actually go back and look at what he did, it's not a remix, it's an edit. It's a re-edit that he did for this. It's before the days where they got all the multi-tracks parts. I mean, the musicians on that record as well, Philadelphia International Records, which was like the main proto-disco label with like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, MFSB, Three Degrees, these type of acts. They had a house band, and that was MFSB, and the drummer, a guy called Earl Young, he devised the disco style of drumming. And when South Soul started, basically they got to load the musicians from Philadelphia to switch sides and come to New York and play on their records. So you have the incredible Earl Young drumming on that as well.
You're listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show. You're with me, Melvo Baptiste, and currently in conversation with Greg Wilson. Right, Greg, first one out the way. The second track you're going to tell us about today, Frantine McGee and Delirium.
Delirium by Francine McGee. It's a really strange esoteric track. It's out of Canada. And, I mean, didn't hear anything more really from the artist at all. In fact, the A-side, a track called Feeling Good, which features Francine's vocal, isn't very good. It's a pretty dodgy vocal and not something that I would have played. But flip it over and you have this incredible instrumental track that basically, if you go back, it was released in 79. It was very much picked up in the UK on the jazz funk scene. It had kind of jazzy elements to it, although it's very much a disco record. It was a really credible underground track and remained that way for a number of years, played as like a classic oldie a few years on from that. But, you know, I don't know anything about the artist, what became of her. There was no other follow-up record as far as I'm aware. But just this incredible, you know, piece of music that came out of the ether, you know, and onto our turntables, and very much a personal favourite of mine.
Once again, Francine McGee and Delirium. Right, Greg, we're two tracks down. The third and final track you're going to tell us about today, T Connection and Do What You Want to Do.
T Connection, Do What You Want to Do, which was released in 1977. I mean, I remember DJing at the time. The first 12-inch single I ever came across was Lay Low Sheba and Jaws, because the 10% Double Exposure wasn't released, I don't think, in the UK on 12-inch until about January 77. So, you know, the first one I'd seen was this promo that I'd received by Lay Low Sheba in mid-1976. And you know, I kind of got straight into it. It was very straight. It was like, what's this? Is this an album with one track? And then it was this thing, a 12-inch single, a disco single, as they call them. But a lot of DJs didn't go for it. They stuck with 7-inches at the time in the UK. It was still microphone-based and everything. And the idea of a long record to a lot of DJs is like, it's too long. May as well play the 3-minute version. But I think that Do What You Want to Do by T Connection changed that a lot, because there's this incredible percussive breakdown within it. And, you know, so, and that wasn't in the 7-inch. So people who were just playing that, you know, they were getting customers coming up to me saying, can you play the proper version? And so they had to kind of fork out and get themselves probably the first 12-inch with it. But it's a magnificent record. The band themselves were from the Bahamas. They were signed to Henry Stone's TK Records, which is based in Miami. TK was known for its, what they called its sunshine sound. They had artists like Casey and the Sunshine Band, who had major, major hits. George McRae, whose Rocky Baby was seen as one of the main proto-disco records, reaching number one in 1974. So, you know, TK was a very important label, and Do What You Want to Do, a crucial release, really. Just can't let them tell you what to do. You've only got one life, so live it cool. In this world of strife, you can't be a fool. Let nobody tell you what to do. You gotta be your judge and your jury too.
Gosh, that one sounds good. Haven't heard that record in so long. Once again, T Connection and Do What You Want to Do. Thank you so much, Greg Wilson, for joining us today. There's actually been some incredible footage coming back from High Ibiza just last Friday, where Greg played for us. And believe it or not, we now enter our penultimate week, just 2 weeks to go of our 16-week residency. If you are on Ibiza this coming Friday, do come and join us. We welcome Basement Jacks, Todd Terry, Joey Negro, Horse Meat Disco, Crazy P, The Shapeshifters, Mr. Doris, and my boy Mo Funk. The lineup is absolutely incredible. Wow. Right, as we move back into the music, here's a track I've been playing out quite a lot recently, really enjoying it. John Davis and the Monster Orchestra, and Up Jump the Devil, this time the Louis Vega remix. This is big. We'll be right back.
party people. I'm here to tell you that this summer, the legendary and flamboyant Glitterbox returns to the White Isle to take over Ibiza's brand new hotspot, high in Playa Den Bosque. Every Friday, come get down with the world's finest DJs who will be playing the very best classic house and disco with an amazing lineup featuring Masters at Work, Dimitri from Paris, Armin Van Helden, David Morales, Todd Terry, Roger Sanchez, Basement Jax, Louis Vega, Joey Negro, Horse Meat Disco, and Greg Wilson. For more information, make sure you head over to glitterboxibiza.com. That's glitterboxibiza.com.
Sounding so good, this one. Black Loops and Bostel. This one, the Tech Support edit, and this one comes part of a remix EP on Neo Vinyl Recordings called Random Remixes 3. That one available out there right now if you do want to go and support. Just before this one, playing you a classic. You all know the record, Spiller and Groove Jet. Of course, sampling Carol Williams and Love Is You. That one's still sounding great. Right, we've got a couple of more tracks to play you. Before we do it, I do have to mention, as I mentioned so many times on this show, our return to London is fast approaching. Saturday the 14th of October is the date. Ministry of Sound is the destination. On the night, we welcome Louis Vega, Simon Dunmore, Full Intention, Melon Bomb. I'll also be playing down there as well. You can jump online and secure some tickets for that straight away. So yeah, two more tracks to play you, and wanted to squeeze this one in. Forthcoming release on Glitterbox Recordings. This is Questlife, and Give Me a Minute. Mentioned more brand new music, this time Questlove and Give Me a Minute. And a quick heads up for everyone who got in touch following last week's show. We kicked off with some brand new music from the Shapeshifters, a track called When Love Breaks Down, and we had a bunch of messages re the release date. I can now tell you the 20th of October, you can get your hands on that one. And that, guys, takes us about to the end of another session. Big shout out to everyone who got in touch, and a massive shout to today's special guest and Greg Wilson. As always, I urge you to subscribe to Defected iTunes and do follow us on SoundCloud and Mixcloud. Keep up to date on all the latest news and events from the world of Glitterbox. As always, it's time to leave you on one more record. This time we take a step back into 1977. Here's the East Side Connection and You're So Right For Me. I'll see you guys next week.
Together it will show.